Il-program li ser tisimgħu huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa t-tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba, program li jagħti ħarsa lejn l-aħħar żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni Jasmine Saliba.
L-odwar tajba jina ġezmin Saliba nsemmilkom nilqakom mal-edizzjoni ta' din il-ġimgħa tal-programm il-Balomba, programm tella mir-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Numru ta' stejjer marbutin ma' dak li kien qed jiġi fl-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej, għandna segwitu wkoll ta' stejjer oħrajn, però l-aħbar l-aktar reċenti li se nifokaw ftit fuq għallum hija l-Eurobarometer. Dan huwa stħarriġ li kien qed isir madwar l-Ewropa, dwar l-immaġni d-dehra illi l-Unjoni Ewropea tgawdi madwar il-pajjiżi membri tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Istħarriġ li sar anka din is-sena sar bejn frar u f'Marzu u wieħed irid japprezza l-fatt li dan huwa stħarriġ li qed isir anka fil-kuntest tal-pandemija tal-COVID-19 illi mingħajr ebda dubju poġġiet taħt il-lenti ħafna mill-aspetti ta' dak kollu li hija l-Unjoni Ewropea għal pajjiżi membri u ovvjament għaċ-ċittadini tagħha. Kemm minn saħħa kif ukoll minn naqsam ekonomiċi, kienu żewġ aspetti li kienu taħt il-lenti tul dawn l-aħħar xhur u li mingħajr ebda dubju wkoll influwenzaw il-ħsibijiet tal-ċittadini Ewropej dwar l-istess Unjoni Ewropea. U matul dan l-istħarriġ fil-perjodu fejn saret ir-riċerka indika li kien hemm żieda fl-appoġġ u fiduċja l-Unjoni Ewropea ta' 49% kważi pratikament nofs ċittadini Ewropej huma għandhom fiduċja fl-Unjoni Ewropea. Illi dan kien riżultat ta' żieda ta' 6 punti ta' perċentwal meta komparat ma' stħarriġ li kien sar fis-sajf tal-2020. Fil-fatt apparti minn hekk, wieħed jista' jgħid li dan l-istħarriġ juri li r-riżultat miksub huwa l-ogħla riżultat pożittiv għal l-Unjoni Ewropea minn rebbija tal-2008. Apart minn hekk jekk ħares lejn il-fiduċja fil-gvernijiet tal-pajjiżi, nsibu 36% għandhom fiduċja fil-gvernijiet nazzjonali, 35% fil-parlamenti nazzjonali. Illi minkejja li huwa pratikament tnaqqis fl-appoġġ ġenerali li għandhom li kellhom ftul dawn l-ħar snin, xorta waħda l-ammont il-perċentwal huwa ogħla minn dak li kien reġistrat fl-Awwissu tal-2019. Fil-iktar pajjiżi li għandhom elementa pożittività, l-ogħla huwa reġistrat fil-Portugal u l-Irlanda b'74%. L-immaġni tal-Unjoni Ewropea hija wkoll fl-ogħla livell 46%. Min meta kienet l-aktar għolja f'dan żmien partikolari fil-rebbija tal-2009, wara illi kien hemm żieda ta' 6 punti ta' percentaġġ komparat mas-sajf tal-2020. Il-kuntest ta' dan kollu ovvjament wieħed jista' jattribwih għal mod kif l-Ewropa rispondiet għall-pandemija kemm mill-perspettiva ta' għajnuniet ekonomiċi u anka il-kussjoni ta' vaċċin u l-aspett ieħor marbut mas-saħħa minħabba l-pandemija. Intant, wieħed anzi erba' ċittadini minn kull 10 Ewropej din jaraw illi s-saħħa kif mistenni hija l-iktar sfida illi għandha quddiemha l-Unjoni Ewropea. Mis-sajf tal-2020 ilhawn, jiġifieri se nitkellmu allura kważi kejl ta' sena wara l-pandemija, din turi kien hemm żieda ta' 16 punta percentaġġ illi jtiraw li jissaxħa huwa l-ikbar raġuni ta' tħassib illi reżisti. Is-sitwazzjoni ekonomika baqgħet fejn li kienet 35% fil-waqt illi il-qagħda finanzjarja tal-istati membri, l-qagħda tal-finanzi pubbliċi, niżlet fit-tielet post 21%. L-ambjent u t-tibdil fil-klima jinsabu fil-raba post 20%, waqt li l-immigrazzjoni illi kienet punt pjuttost għoli fil-passat bi 18% reġistrat naqis ta' 5 punti ta' perċentwal. U għal l-ewwel darba mir-rebbija mill-ħarifa tal-2014 l-immigrazzjoni niżlet mill-ogħla 3 postijiet bħala raġunijiet għaliex il-ċittadini tal-Ewropa qegħdin jitħasbu. Baqgħet ukoll element ta' tħassib fil-kuntest ta' kif il-ċittadini tal-Unjoni Ewropea qegħdin jaraw l-ekonomiji nazzjonali, dan ovvjament minħabba l-impatt ekonomiku tal-pandemija, fejn joħroġ li 29% biss jemnu l-sitwazzjoni hija tajba, din hija tnaqqis ta' 5 punti ta' perċentaġġ mis-sajf tal-2020 u 18 punt ta' perċentaġġ mir-rebbija tal-2019. Dan fil-fatt huwa l-inżgħar level f'dan l-indikatur mir-rebbija tal-2013. Il-proporzjon ta' Ewropej li konsidraw l-sitwazzjoni hija ħażina i kienet ta' 69%, ġifiri huma 29% biss li jemnu l-sitwazzjoni hija tajba waqt li 69% jaħsbu l-sitwazzjoni hija ħażina f'dak li huma ekonomiji nazzjonali. L-iktar pajjiż li għandu nies favur fiduċja biex jitwek fil-perspettiva ekonomika tal-Istat Membru aħħar huwa Lussemburgu, l-aħħar u l-inqas ukun ġewwa l-Italja. Sitt Ewropej minn kull 10 jemnu li l-ekonomija ta' pajjiżhom se jirkupraw mill-impatti ekonomiċi tal-pandemija fil-waqt li għandek il-maġġoranza tal-ċittadini tal-Unjoni Ewropea 55% jemnu l-esperjenza tagħhom personali għall-miżuri tal-Ewropa biex jiġġieldu il-pandemija kienet waħda li deteriorat u ngħidu l-esperjenza personali mhux il-mod kif ħadmet jew mexxiet l-Unjoni Ewropea dan rigward imma l-impatt fuq il-mod personali tal-miżuri b'mod partikolari ovvjament lat ta' miżuri ta' restrizzjonijiet imposti madwar id-dinja u mhux eċċezzjoni il-kontinent. Kien 45% jemnu li għandhom jieħdu l-vaċċin malajr kemm jista' jkun jew ħadu diġà l-vaċċin fil-waqt illi 20% iridu li jieħdu l-vaċċin matul il-perjodu ta' l-2000 u ta' tulin is-sena l-2000 u 21. Dan huwa uħud mill-punti li ħorġu minn dan l-istħarriġ il-Euro Barometer li ħares ukoll lejn aspetti nazzjonali li mistennija jiġu mnedija wkoll fil-ġranet illi ġejjin. Intant kif għedna element importanti minn dak illi kien diskuss huwa marbut mal-sitwazzjoni tal-pandemija. Il-pandemija tal-COVID-19 illi tibqa' biex ngħidu hekk fuq l-aġenda nazzjonali u fuq l-aġenda Ewropea. Wieħed mill-punti prinċipali li ħarsu lejn din is-sitwazzjoni u li jikkontribwixxu għad-diskussjoni hija r-realtà tal-tilqim. Tilqim illi ma sarx mingħajr skossi għal numru ta' raġunijiet fost dawn kien hemm ukoll il-nuqqas ta' onorar ta' ftehimi li saru mill-produttur farmaceutiku AstraZeneca mal-Istati Membri tal-Unjoni Ewropea u mal-istess Kummissjoni Ewropea dwar il-provvista u distribuzzjoni tal-istess vaċin. Is-sitwazzjoni hija tali li iktar kmini din il-ġimgħa l-Kummissjoni Ewropea bdiet il-proċeduri, kien hemm dubi jekk hux ser isiru l-aħħar, però bdiet il-proċeduri kontra l-kumpanija AstraZeneca minħabba n-nuqqas ta' onorofiċenza tal-kontratti illi kien hemm għal dan il-kuntest. Iktar kmini u koll il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen żaret sit ta' produzzjoni il-kumpanija Pfizer dwar li tipproduċi il-vaċin għal-Covid-19. Se nisimgħu l-kummenti tal-Kummissar tal-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea dwar dan il-proċess f'dan il-kummenti.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bola, dear Albert. Thank you very much for the hospitality. Indeed, it was an impressive tour through the manufacturing site, so thanks very much for that. Prime Minister, dear Alexander, dear Özlem Türeci, we are meeting here today at a place which symbolizes three true European stories. First, indeed, the European vaccination campaign that is picking up speed right now. Second, Europe is leading worldwide on revolutionary, life-saving mRNA. And third, in the midst of an unprecedented health crisis, Europe is the global vaccine champion, making vaccines available to the rest of the world. Let me start with the vaccination campaign. This week, we pass the mark of 150 million doses delivered. In terms of deployment, we have already passed 123 million vaccinations. And with this, the European Union is among the top three in terms of COVID-19 vaccinations worldwide, after the United States and China. So in other words, the EU vaccination campaign is on track. Yes, we have had difficulties at the very beginning, delays and production bottlenecks, but we were able to counter them due to our broad vaccine portfolio and also thanks to strong and reliable suppliers like BioNTech Pfizer. Indeed, the main vaccine used so far in the European Union is the one produced right here in Poers. In Belgium, a true vaccine powerhouse. And with the enormous efforts of BioNTech Pfizer and the acceleration of their vaccine deliveries, I'm now confident that we will have sufficient doses to vaccinate 70% of the adult population in the European Union already in July. And this pioneering technology we see here will help us with that. This leads me to the second success story. This manufacturing site was the first to produce an mRNA vaccine at large scale in Europe. I saw the lipid nanoparticular skid earlier. That was impressive to see that when we were visiting the site. And I was told that this is a machine that plays the crucial role in the production of mRNA vaccines. The first one ever was built right here in Poers, in that lab, last summer. A groundbreaking innovation. And this pioneering technology could be the backbone of our future vaccine portfolio. Indeed, mRNA vaccines will be central to the EU's preparedness plan for fighting COVID-19 and other viruses. We are working with BioNTech Pfizer on a new contract. This contract will foresee the delivery of 1.8 billion doses for the years 21 and to 23. We will conclude in the next days. It will secure the doses necessary to give booster shots to increase our immunity against the virus. It will provide vaccines adapted to escape variants that no longer respond to the vaccines. And it should enable us to vaccinate, if necessary and safe, children and teenagers. And it will consolidate Europe's leadership in mRNA technologies. The story of COVID-19 vaccines is that of groundbreaking science, of pioneering spirit, dear Özlem and Ur Shahin, and a miracle of manufacturing, Albert Bola and your crew, and an incredibly enabling environment of the host country, so Alexander, Without that, it wouldn't be possible. This vaccine has been developed in less than 1 year. It was unheard of. It seemed impossible only a few years ago. Never before have we seen so many successful vaccine candidates that were actually approved around the world. And never before have we seen such manufacturing scale-up and such cooperation across the industry, across countries, across the globe. In just 1 year, this manufacturing site is producing 1 billion doses. In this respect, I have good news. Our European Medicines Agency has just approved the increase of this site's production capacity by a further 20%. This will make it one of the biggest vaccine fill and finish sites in Europe. I would like to thank the workers of this manufacturing site for their extraordinary efforts we were witnessing when they were telling us about it, for working round the clock since many, many months to produce vaccines for Europe and for the rest of the world. And this brings me to my third and last point. This place is also a symbol for the European Union's fairness and openness. Europe is producing vaccines for Europeans and for citizens around the world. We have exported more than 155 million doses of vaccine to over 87 countries worldwide since December. To be clear, we have exported as much as we have delivered to EU citizens. We are the pharmacy of the world, and we Europeans take pride in this, and we invite others to join. Because we all know nobody will be safe until everybody is safe.
Le situazioni bein l'Unione Europea o Turchia, o lecchem sei a Sofagate, trattaina parte mennu filiem li addew, tienu reġaw tfoġġaw taħt il-lenti, f-diskussjoni fil-seduta tal-Parlament, sessjoni plenarja, illi għalija t-kelmu kem il-President tal-Kommissjoni Europea, Ursula von der Leyen, u anka il-President tal-Kunsil tal-Unjoni Europea, Charles Michel. Il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea ma qadix lura milli titkellem dwar il-mument partikolari illi esperjenzat. Lekin se jaħsow fagħid. Fejqalet illi dan seħ, possibilment, għax kienet mara. Pero, nisimgħu id-diskors li għamlet fis-sessjoni plenarja il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea.
I wish to thank you for today's debate, for the clear words of support and encouragement. Human rights are indivisible. Dignity and respect are non-negotiable. And that's what we believe in. When I was born, and it wasn't that long ago, women were not permitted to hold their own bank account. And a man was empowered to give notice on his wife's job contract, only citing domestic tasks as the reason. Not that long ago, women were banned from football. As a young woman, I remember that in some parts of Europe, the principle of blame was still in place to the disadvantage of women in most cases. And when I had my first children, I remember that in Europe there was no support for young mothers in the form of childcare for early childhood. And if a woman chose to work in spite of their motherhood, they were subjected to accusations of being a bad mother. It took centuries, decades, to deal with the scourge of domestic violence and make it punishable under the law. And that is only Europe's history. We know that elsewhere in the world, the picture is much bleaker for women than what I described for you just now. So what I want to say is that we have come a long way, but we have a long way to go. I thank the Parliament for its support, for its clear words, for its solidarity. I will continue to fight for equal rights for all people. I will fight for a Europe that speaks with one voice. That is the challenge that we will face together, and I'm sure we will succeed. Europe's motto, United in Diversity. I want to breathe life into this motto.
Thank you very much to the President of the Commission. Thank you, Ursula. Now I give the floor to Charles Michel, President of the Council.
Fedna tkellem ukoll il-President tal-Kunsill tal-Unjoni Ewropea, Charles Michel. Nisimgħu x'kellu xi jgħid.
Madame la Présidente de la Commission, Madame la Présidente,
Madam Commission President, members of the European Parliament. This was a candid debate and a robust debate, and that's part of the dignity of European democracy. We all, like me, are aware of the scale of the shock that was created. As some have said, I'm convinced that in trials and tribulations we can seek the force to bounce back stronger, higher, and with greater resolve. And that's also a lesson for me personally. I wish to harness the energy and determination and commitment. We can ensure that this pride, this European pride, the rule of law and democracy, respect, legality, non-discrimination, are all the priorities to progress this European project and the values to which we're all attached. I am myself the father of two girls, and like many have said, I dream of a world where equality isn't a theoretical proclamation but a reality or a daily one. And that's why I gave my very hard and fast commitment to be accountable to you and to grasp that hand extended by so many members of the European Parliament in full respect for the institutions and the rotating presidency to make progress on specific commitments. And I welcome the announcement and the mobilisation that was set out by Ursula on that, and she can rely on my complete resolve to make the best effort to progress Europe in the right direction. We're proud, and I personally am proud too, that the European Union has a Commission President who is a woman, and the same for the European Central Bank, and also for the International Monetary Fund, and elsewhere we supported female candidates. And of course the COVAX initiative, which is co-chaired by a woman, which is another very important issue. Now, we need to continue mobilising and working, and I can only repeat for me that this test, this difficulty, is a lesson which will lead me to redouble my efforts. Lastly, it's absolutely certain that this European unity is so close to my heart. We haven't been spared difficulties on a European level. We must recognise that recently, whether we're talking about the COVID crisis and the need to commit to a credible and ambitious recovery fund, and also the climate commitment, where it's the EU which is showing the way forward to the rest of the world. And also the fact that for a little over a year now, on each of these topics, between the Commission and the President of the European Council, you couldn't even slip a cigarette paper between our priorities. that we were working to achieve. And that's how, in a year, we managed to get the European Union moving forward with an EU budget, a recovery fund, a climate commitment. And just 3 years ago, there were just 7 member states in favour of climate neutrality by 2050. And that's a paradox. There's the image, which is shocking and flagrant, and you've spelt that out robustly and candidly sometimes, and that's the same message in Turkey that I and Ursula were putting forward on human rights and women's rights. We were saying it was unacceptable to target political parties. There should be no naivety here. We want a positive agenda, less negative, more economic development, but to manage in a secure and responsible way this question of migration. There are millions of Syrian refugees currently in Turkey, and we need to try and deploy something regionally there, because 27 EU member states, 450 million citizens, we all face the question of how to create more stability and security and values close to our values, freedom, democracy and human rights around the EU. And we've seen we need to manage autocratic regimes that don't share our values. That's an issue with Russia, China and Turkey. And I just conclude simply by saying that I am completely committed, completely resolved. There's a meeting in June looking at Turkey, and we hope that the Parliament and the Commission and Council can go forward driven by European values and a common commitment in the service of the 450 million EU citizens. Thank you.
Pegġina fit-immedizzjoni oħra tal-programm il-Balomba, jiena ma fadali xejn fil-ingrazzja kontu l-attenzjoni u nawguralkom il-komplement tal-ġurnata et-tajba. Saħħa.
Għadkom kemm smajtu il-Balomba, produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba. Il-programm li għadkom kemm smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.